What is up, guys? It is another episode of Dental Student Vibes Podcast. Dental Dimes! That means 10 minutes of whatever we want to talk about, whatever you guys want to talk about. So we have a couple questions about signing new contracts with DSOs for students coming right out of school. So let's talk about that a little bit. So first of all, be sure to hit us up on Instagram at dental.student.vibes, on Twitter at DSV Podcast, on Facebook at Dental Student Vibes. And please continue with those awesome comments, awesome questions, subscribe and share our podcast. We love you guys.
So what is a non-compete?
I actually read a new article in the FDA magazine the other day by Deborah S. Minnis. Beautiful, beautiful article. And she's basically talking about what are the laws about non-competes. So a non-compete is basically a contract that you sign and it prohibits you, the former employee, from opening your own office, working with another competitor, or another office that directly competes with the office that you worked at. So let's build a scenario for this. So you just get out of school, you're like, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna work for a DSO or something like that, whatever. Private, doesn't matter. Usually they're gonna want you to sign a non-compete, okay? So a non-compete, you're not gonna be able to go across the street after a year or two from working for them and open up your own office or anything in that sort of range. Like I said, you can't open your own office. You can't work for a competitor. That's also under a non-compete agreement. So we're going to talk here. There's kind of three different agreements that you would make with your employer. You have a non-compete agreement, a non-disclosure agreement, and finally a non-solicitation agreement. So I just told you what a non-compete agreement is. That's kind of the broadest agreement that you would make with an employer.
Okay.
Next, we have a non-disclosure agreement. Okay. So a non-disclosure agreement, you can kind of guess what it is. Can you guess, Cosm?
You just can't disclose any of the information that you have regarding your patients?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can't disclose any information or it's about the patients or anything about the practice, right? So you can't go around telling people how much somebody makes, how much, you know, how many, whatever you could possibly think of. But that's what's going to be in a non-disclosure agreement. I would say that this is more geared towards information. Yeah. You can kind of think of it like, oh, if somebody's got a trade secret of how they have their systems or something like that, I don't know. But that would be non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. So we have non-disclosure and non-compete so far. And then the third one is the non-solicitation agreement. And that's basically what it's doing is like prohibiting the person who worked at the company or for the private office from taking any of the patients away
right.
from the office, correct? Right. So you can't go, say you're still working as an associate at a practice, right? You can't tell those patients, hey, by the way, I'm coming here and then I'm taking you with me. Well,
right.
I want you to come with me.
Right.
So that's my understanding, is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You can't contact the patients or the employees. So when you move away from whatever practice that you are working at, you can't, like you just said, bring the patients to your practice. You can't bring the employees to your practice. Now, here's the big thing about all these agreements. Usually, they have a time limit and a distance limit. So nobody's going to make a non-disclosure, non-compete, or non-solicitation agreement for, you know, 100 miles. Usually, from what we've seen, and we've had a lot of different dental companies, dental offices come into our school, and we ask them these questions. What is your guys' non-compete, non-solicitation, whatever agreement like? Most of them will say it is 1 to 2 miles, and it usually lasts for 1 to 2 years. However, they also go up to 5 to 10 miles. They also go, you know, up to 25 miles. And that's kind of a big deal, you know? So you got to make sure that you really read your contract before you sign it, obviously.
Yeah, I think we've had a couple of people come and speak at our school in terms of practice management and acquiring practices, or going to work as an associate, and they highly recommend hiring someone who is a professional in that field to make sure that they go over the contract for you, because you don't want to miss anything,
right?
Because there's a lot of important information
right.
that you might skim over.
So one of the tips, we had Dr. Golden come in yesterday, dentist in South Florida, awesome dude. We're gonna have him on the podcast soon. And he was saying, you know, you usually want to build a team around you when you start your dental practice. You're gonna want a lawyer, accountant. You're gonna want to have your dental technology and supplies teams. There's gonna be a lot of different people that you're gonna need to become successful. And that's what he tells us. And that, I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's good advice though. And so you're going to want your lawyer to read over your contract.
Cool.
And we actually are going to have a lawyer on our podcast soon. Very exciting. So we can ask him all these questions. You know, what are the biggest things to look out for when signing contracts, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, because you really want to protect yourself when you're entering an agreement with someone like this, because there's a lot of underlying information that really gets buried deep within the contract. And
right.
you might not pass over that. So it's definitely important to, and we're going to ask the lawyer all the questions, like Seth said,
right.
to make sure that we get the right information.
And another thing, just to throw in here, with the non-compete, non-disclosure, non-solicitation agreements. Okay, let me go back on what I was saying about distances. The non-compete is going to be the one that has to do with the distance, how far away you can work. But the obviously the non-disclosure, non-solicitation, those are going to, the non-disclosure, you shouldn't be talking
yeah.
about other people's business anyways.
Right.
But the non-solicitation, that would probably be more of a time limit, right? You can't bring patients for 5 years or something like that. But so for the non-compete agreement, with building the office a certain distance from your former employer, it's going to be in a straight line radius. That's also something you kind of want to think about. So when we were talking about, okay, 5 mile non-compete agreement, and we looked on Google Maps, like, and then you do like directions. Oh, this is 5 miles. No, it's gotta be, it's actually like straight line
like
distances.
Full circumference, yeah.
Right. Most of the time. So you think just like a giant circle on the
yeah.
map from in the center is that former employer.
That's crazy, because when you think about that, 5 miles south, 5 miles west, five east,
mm-hmm.
5 north, that turns into a lot.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. And that could like cover a whole city. So
yeah.
you gotta be, you know, you got to think about where you're going to practice before or after your associateship. I guess you're not going to practice before your associateship.
Well, I thought this was actually a very interesting point, the non-solicitation agreement, because I was aware that, you know, obviously there are certain ways that you have to hire your staff. But, you know, it's kind of something that you almost might not think about. You know, especially when you want to, there might be staff members that you really like and they get along well with you as well, but they're locked down to where you can't have them come into the practice with
right.
you as well when
right.
you move over.
Right. So George, does this all kind of, is a good explanation, right?
Yeah, it was a good explanation. I just have one question on
yeah.
the non-solicitation. So basically with that agreement, you're not allowed to contact any of your previous patients. Am I correct?
Right. No previous patients and the employees as well. Usually,
okay.
it's written in like the terms of the non-solicitation.
Yeah.
Right?
Say you go somewhere else and they come to you, can you still get in trouble for that? Or
Yeah. That's a great question. I'm
so
pretty
without you
sure,
knowing, you can get in trouble.
You would have to tell the patient or either face to face if they come into your office, I have a non-solicitation agreement. Because like you can do it and you can get away with it, but technically if you sign that contract, the former employer can sue you.
Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of dentists that I've spoken to, that's why they stress the importance of good notes for each patient, because you want to document everything that you have down for them, because that's a legal document.
Right.
So you really need to make sure that you have the accurate information down over there. So whatever took place, then you're protected as well.
Right. So I hope this is a good summary of these different types of agreements that you'll make with an employer, a non-compete agreement, non-disclosure agreement, and also a non-solicitation agreement. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask us. Hit us up Instagram at dental.student.vibes. Subscribe, share our podcast. Let us know what else you want us to talk about. This is all a learning experience. We're all learning together. Thanks, guys, for listening.